from the birthplace of radio's greatest era, live from New York, it's Radio Night Live with Kevin McCullough.
Wait, who?
Kevin McCullough, let me start with you.
Huh? The big dog, Kevin McCullough.
Who? Kevin McCullough.
No, who?
Nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
Who? Kevin McCullough?
Kevin McCullough is a nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
What?
How Barack Obama's dismantling hope and change and CEO of Extreme Media.
Oh. All right, Kevin McCullough, glad you're with us. And if you're just joining us in the TV or radio world, we are on for 2 hours every Saturday night. And grateful for great radio stations. From Atlantic City to San Francisco, from Portland to Tampa to L.A. to Washington, D.C. Just so grateful. In hour one, we remembered 41. In this hour, we're going to talk about relationships in the holidays with our resident relationship expert. She has been coming back to talk to us about this, I want to say now, going on like 3 or 4 years now. And she must be pretty good at it because she's about to get married herself. So she's practicing what she preaches. Anyway, Ashley Papa, author of Vixen Investigations, The Mayoral Affairs, our guest tonight in the Ladies Lounge. Ashley, welcome back.
Hey, Kevin. Happy to be here.
And happy holidays to you. I'm wearing my festive peppermint polo button down tonight. So I only wear this in the month of December. And
I think I could smell the peppermint, actually.
My daughter, after dinner tonight, looked up at me and she said, "Daddy, you wear the peppermint shirt?" I said, I hadn't planned on it. My Cowboys beat the Saints this week. I was going to wear my jersey on camera tonight. So I decided to honor my daughter instead. So I think that's a good choice, and we'll just leave it at that. Hey, so, you know, today's kind of an interesting day for the country because the morning of the passing of H.W., which I was saying in hour one, all these liberals that are just saying all this stuff about how great he is that just hated him when he was president. But I guess, you know, death does weird things to people's memory. But one of the things that everybody seemed to be very in agreement on was that he and Barbara Bush had kind of a legendary love story. And I'm just curious as to, being a relationship writer yourself, like what are some of your thoughts about how they made it last for 70 years?
Well, I mean, I think while the country and the family is mourning, there is that bit of relief knowing that he is with the love of his life in heaven right now. And, you know, him and Barbara Bush had the longest marriage in presidential history, over 70 years. And, you know, that's a very long time. And it's something that, you know, hopefully everyone can aspire to, you know, even if we don't get married that young in life, that
right.
we can still just have a strong marriage that takes us to the end of our life. And I think that's what was very, you know, impressive and just loving about this couple.
Well, before she died, they did some sort of sit-down interview, and I didn't find the video of it today. I'm kicking myself now because I wished I had, but and I think it may have been maybe Leslie Stahl with 60 Minutes or somebody. It was somebody that was doing kind of a, hey, where have you been, and what's going on with you now? And this was before she passed away, so it had to be like last year sometime. But they ended that interview with George H.W. reading a letter he had just written to Barbara, and it was like his like, you know, swan song love letter, and so that they have him read it on camera, and he just loses it. He just starts crying. And it's so touching to watch, you know, to see it happen. But as tough as this guy was, head of the CIA, you know, ordered the Iraq war, made sure that Saddam Hussein knew that America meant business, et cetera, et cetera. This guy was, he had a soft spot for his family in a way that, you know, I think every father should try to aspire to.
Yeah. And like you mentioned, the fact that he had done all these things, these big things in his life. And still, when it came to love, he was all about his wife and his family. And yeah, he described his love story as a storybook romance. And he wrote, I know he had a book, I think, that published his letters that he wrote about his wife. And he said that he had given, that his wife had given him joy that few men know.
Right.
So, you know, it's just something that, you know, we hope that we can all have at one point in our life.
Well, the other thing that we're going to be short of now, he was the last president that will have been able to be president from the World War II generation. And I do think that there was something about people that lived through those kind of cataclysmic events in terms of even how they had relationships with people that, you know, the modern era could learn a little bit from in terms of, you know, the level of importance it was to them and how they committed to people and that sort of thing. That all the kind of the slimy little, you know, weasel around kind of relationship world that exists now came about, I think, because of the 60s. But back in those days in the 40s when the war was on, people took that seriously. They took marriage seriously. They took family seriously. And I think we'd have a better world today if we had more of those kinds of people roaming the earth. I could be wrong. And friends, if you're watching or listening tonight and you think I am, feel free to email me. That's totally cool. Anyway, Ashley, thanks for coming back. And seriously, congratulations on your pending nuptials. Now, are we getting close to the date? Is that because you've told me and I've forgotten. Please don't hate me for that. But I've forgotten when it is.
We're exactly 4 months away.
Oh, wow. Yeah. So your life's getting busy.
Yeah, you know, it was like, you know, we only had about a year to plan it, but there's like a lull that happens. But now I feel like everything's starting to pick up. So when I felt like, oh, everything is like fine, smooth, now I have like everything else I have to worry about. It's all like coming back. Like, okay, now we have to get all this stuff in order because it's only, you know, it's technically it's less than 4 months away now because everything has to be ready right before the wedding. So.
Right. Well, you got it kind of started, and then it was like you had the pause, and then now it's you're in the final innings. Actually, pregnancies go that way too. So you kind of, you know, you realize you're pregnant, and it's kind of, oh, this is kind of cool, and you have whatever, and then you get to that middle stage in the middle where, and my bride said that all of our kids, the second trimester was her favorite part because there really wasn't the sickness of the beginning and there wasn't the discomfort of the end. But man, you hit that third trimester and you're like, whew, this is not fun anymore. So,
Yikes.
Yeah. Well, okay. So the holidays are always kind of tricky, Ashley, and especially if you're navigating a relationship of sorts, whether it's a committed relationship or you're just getting to know somebody and, you know, the holiday strikes. And so I asked you, I think we did this last year, too, but to come and talk to us about what are some good tips that people should keep in mind in terms of how to handle relationships for the holidays. And I might just add, friends, if you're listening tonight and you would like to ask a question of Ashley personally, to say, hey, this is my situation and get her take on it. The phone number is simple, 888-340-3373, 888-340-3373. She doesn't claim to be an expert or a psychologist or anything, but she's done a lot of writing and a lot of research. And I have always found that my audience has found the research that she's done to be extremely helpful in terms of understanding things that they didn't understand before. So having said that, the phone lines are open, 888-340-3373. If you've got a question for Ashley Papa, our relationship guru. But you picked 15 to navigate the holidays through. And before we get to the list, did you base any of the 15 on nightmares that you had through holiday experiences, or is this all stuff that you were able to just, you know, take care of independently?
Some of it I've experienced myself. Some of it has come from some of my articles that I've written, some of the research I've done, and, you know, some of it is from what I've witnessed from friends. So I compiled a list of some of my top things, and you know, even when I sent you my list, the first thing when I read it to my fiance, he was already debating me about it. So all of these are up for.
It must be a good list then. Perfect for talk radio, that's for sure. Yeah, so maybe you disagree with one of the things on the list tonight. You can call in with that too. 888-340-3373. Okay, so there's 15 of them. Should we start at 15 and work backwards, or should we start with number one and work through the list?
I guess we should just start with number one and work our way down.
Okay, let's do that. So what's number one?
Okay. So my first thing was, do not bring a date you aren't serious about to family work parties. Now, Jay, my fiance, debated me on this. He says, I've brought dates to parties all the time. Like, I don't care. But, like, for me, I wouldn't want to bring someone home to my family to a work party around the people that I'm closest with who I'm not really serious about because, you know, if it's just a fling, what's the point?
There will be questions in the days
exactly.
to come.
Yeah. So how do you know each other?
That's right.
You know, what's the status?
Where'd you meet? Yeah, exactly.
Exactly. And if you're just like, if you're not serious with this person, you're just into hooking up. Like, do you really want to tell these people that that's what the relationship
right.
is all about?
Yeah. It's a tender snap. That's all it is. It's just a two second relationship. Anyway, hey, stand by. Ashley Papa's with us and we're taking your calls. It's Relationship Night here on Radio Night Live. Don't go away.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies in a capsule.
I had my yearly physical and all my tests and everything, and they were wonderful. In fact, my doctor said everything came back and it's fantastic. So, and my blood pressure was down 20 points. So, yeah, it was kind of high, but now it's okay. So,
so I think that that balance of nature is a big deal for me. And I feel good. You know, I generally feel not up like crazy, but I feel happy. All the nutrition, all the nutrients that I needed or need, I'm getting. I feel good that way.
For a limited time, use discount code KMC, and we'll take 35% off your first preferred set of fruits and veggies and have them shipped to you free. Call 800-246-8751 or go online to balanceofnature.com and use discount code KMC.
Hi, Kevin McCullough with great news from MyPillow. Right now, the most unbelievable offer to get you in a completely new sleep system at the lowest price possible. It's the Bed Topper from MyPillow, new and improved with patent-pending material that helps keep your body in delta sleep and the same great internal fill that helps your body stay as still and as restful as possible. But not only that, when you buy the Bed Topper from the MyPillow people right now, you're going to get two standard MyPillows free. In addition, call right now, 800-506-2641, and use promo code KMC. You'll get 30% off the topper, and you'll get the two free pillows. That's 1-800-506-2641, 1-800-506-2641, 1-800-506-2641, and get the bed topper with two standard MyPillows free. That's 1-800-506-2641 and use the promo code KMC. 800-506-2641. Hi, Kevin McCullough. Did you know that if you do not currently have health insurance between now and December 15th, you've been given an opportunity to do something really powerful? That is to pick the best priced health insurance your family can afford and to do so according to your budget. Now, you may be thinking, since Obamacare's penalty was done away with in the mandate, that there's no reason to shop your health insurance concerns. But friends, there are. You're likely paying for coverage you don't need. And how will you know unless you have it evaluated? That's where my friend Petru Amare at getbenefits.info will come in very handy. Because you won't pay him a dime, but he will check your health insurance coverage and let you know if you can do just as well for less money. Contact him today. Getbenefits.info. That's getbenefits.info. Getbenefits.info. Or call him at 312-588-9443. That's 312-588-9443.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies in a capsule.
It's actually really been helping my system and my lupus and my gastro problems. So I'm actually very happy with the product.
Acid reflux is pretty much under control. That's why I keep taking it.
I have noticed, you know, I'm sleeping better since I started taking the Balance of Nature and all the other things I'm doing.
I can't believe how wonderful your product is. I listened to you guys on the radio for years and years and years, and I listened to all the testimonials. I go, well, you know, it's probably time to give it a try. And I've been just happy as can be ever since.
For a limited time, use discount code KMC, and we'll take 35% off your first preferred set of fruits and veggies and have them shipped to you free. Call 800-246-8751 or go online to balanceofnature.com and use discount code KMC.
right, Calvin McCullough, glad you're with us. Welcome back. Is that Elf on the Shelf behind me? Yeah, it is. Look at that. Somebody put the Elf on the Chrysler Building here in the studio. Anyway, welcome. It's good to have you with us. Right back there, if you're watching on Biz TV or watching online. It's relationship night, and that means Ashley Papa's back in the house, and we always appreciate her being here. We're going to go through the 15 kind of key tips to surviving the holidays in your relationship, or maybe you're not supposed to. See, that could all be at play here, and that's what we'll get to in these 15. But actually, the first one, not bringing someone that you're serious with to an office party or take them home with you. Mm-hmm. That makes sense on like so many levels. Now, this last week, the bride and I kind of it wasn't a holiday party, but we had an experience where we were at a social event where for the second time. One of a colleague that we know in the professional industry that that I work in brought someone as a stand-in date for himself to a party, and it was really interesting because he tells me, he's like, well, you know, my girlfriend, and he's living with her, they're not married, and already a red flag in some respects. But he says, but my girlfriend knows that when she can't come to me with a function, that I ask this other girl over here, and they're friends, so it's okay because she meets me there, and then I'm not without a plus one for the event. You know, it's if it's an opening or a launch or whatever. So, my bride asks me, you know, well, what's up with that? And then she's the one that ends up talking to either the girlfriend or the stand-in sometimes over the course of the time that we're at the event. And she and so all the way home from this last one, the entire conversation was, this is so not cool. Because you've got, because I guess the stand-in was saying to the bride, you know, I would really like to find someone and settle down and so forth. We, I have fun with Frank. We go out or the guy that's there, and it's just a fun time, et cetera, et cetera. And, meanwhile, the bride knows both of the girls, and she's like, you know, the girlfriend's working late, but he's bringing this other person. So like, how do you feel about the stand-in replacement plus one when it's not someone that, you know, it's not a family member, someone that you obviously would not be involved with in terms of a relationship?
I mean, you know me, I'm more conservative on all this, but I think it's kind of bizarre.
So the bride was saying, she broke it down from both perspectives. She's like, if you're the girlfriend and you're always out and this other person is there, you know, you're opening up a can of worms in case temptation were to rear its head. And then if you're the mm-hmm. stand-in, like, you're always the stand-in. Like, she's like, right. I would never do that to myself. Like, she was saying this, I wouldn't want to put myself in that situation because that would make me feel bad about myself.
Definitely. I mean, plus if you're, she was talking to Amy about wanting to find someone, but if she's at these events with somebody else and it looks like she's taken, she's never going to be able to find anybody.
Well, that's true.
So there's that. And then, yeah, I mean, just the fact that you're the kind of the stand-in, you're the understudy. I mean, how could that not, you know, lower your self-esteem?
It's gonna end bad. For multiple people. Well, mm-hmm. here's the thing. I need to send her over to you. Need to keep office hours so we can just send them in and you can say, hey, here's what you're doing. OK, so number two on surviving the holidays relationally.
Yes. So we're talking about gift giving.
Whatever number two on your list was. I don't have it in front
of me. OK, so make sure you're on the same page about gift giving. So, for example, if you just started dating, you probably don't want to get anything too elaborate because they might not get you anything. So if you don't want to...
Unless you really like the person.
Yeah, but like get them something because that could come off as pretty intense if you get them some elaborate expensive gift and they've got you, you know, nothing. I mean, how is that going to make you look and make you feel? So stick to something small if you want to get something or maybe an experience like, you know, take them ice skating or... or go see, you know,
tickets to a show
on Broadway or something like
right,
that.
Right, right, right.
Mm-hmm. And then, you know, if you've been dating for a long time, then you should probably communicate more about how much you want to spend on each other. So you don't end up getting them something big and grand and they just get you something, you know, that was probably like $20 and might make you feel kind of, you know, unimportant or
is it bad,
that you went overboard.
Is it bad etiquette to overspend the limit?
I don't think it's bad etiquette, but I think it can make you just look like maybe you're trying too hard.
Okay.
And, you know, I think it's important to kind of be on the same page about what you're spending on each other and what kind of gifts you're getting each other. Because, you know, if he's giving you diamonds and you're getting him, you know, I don't know, a six pack of beer, that's not quite even.
No, I totally messed that one up. Like you said three things that I completely did wrong. So, you know, no, the first Christmas, I told her, don't get me anything. Like, we're still getting to know each other. I understand. And then I got her like a diamond pendant necklace.
Mm-hmm.
So it was, you know, and she didn't seem to mind. I didn't really want her to spend anything for me. I just wanted to, you know, make a statement, which I guess I did. But thankfully, she wasn't scared off, is what you're saying.
Yes. I mean, I think depending on who you're dating, they could be scared off, or they can be like extremely flattered and maybe relieved that
it was tiny diamond pendant, but it was, you know, it was really tiny. I couldn't afford much at that time. All right. So number three, do as many holiday activities together as possible to get in the holiday spirit. Plan holly dates. I like to play on words there, but you mean not necessarily around family or work. You're just talking about stuff in general. Decorating a tree, going to sing carols.
And I'm tying this into, I think, one of my other ones about it just comes along with spending time together with your partner. So not all the time is dedicated to, you know, being at the mall around tons of people or being with family all the time or work colleagues all the time. So plan holidays. So, you know, go ice skating, go pick out a Christmas tree together, go to maybe a Christmas market, go see the Nutcracker, that type of thing.
Make your own memories.
Yes, exactly. Yeah, maybe create a new tradition.
Yeah. That's going to be fun in our house because my 3-year-old and mom are going to go see the Nutcracker together for the first time. And she's been begging her for a year. My mom, can we go see the Nutcracker? So they're going to do that. And then they're going to have the girls' Nutcracker thing to do every year, which is kind of cool.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, stay with us. We've got a little bit more to go with Ashley Papa. She's got 15. I don't know if we'll get to all 15, but if you want a copy of the list, I'll send you a copy of it as well. Just drop me an email at kmcradio@gmail.com. And we'll make sure you have that. She's also written The Vixen Investigations, Mayoral Affairs. Friends, if you haven't gotten it yet, get a copy of this book. It is so helpful in so many ways, and it's entertaining. It tells a story, and through the story, you learn all these great relationship things that, you know, probably need to be applying in the 21st century that we live in. Anyway, live from New York, it's Radio Night Live. Kevin McCullough and Ashley Papa coming right back. Hey, Kevin McCullough, what do you do for the 2 o'clock lull? You know that one part of the afternoon where you just feel like you're dragging and you need a little pick-me-up, but you don't want to put harmful energy drinks in your body because they're not natural and they have too much caffeine and sugar and carbs in them for you to stay healthy? Well, what if I told you that there's a brand new one out that's loaded up with more absorbable CoQ10 and is caffeine-free, sugar-free, and carb-free? It's good for your joints. It's great for your heart. It'll hydrate you and energize you, or as we like to say, CoQ10-ergize. Best of all, I've got a free sample waiting for you right now. All you have to do is go to this website, KMCfree.com. That's KMCfree.com. The first 100 people that go will get a free sample all to their own with free shipping included. KMCfree.com. CoQ10 Energy. Hydrate and CoQ10 Energize the healthy way. More absorbable CoQ10, caffeine, sugar, and carb-free. And it's free to you.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. You've probably heard of Boko Haram, but did you know there's another group of Islamic fundamentalists in Nigeria that is just as deadly? They're called the Fulani Herdsmen, and they don't get any headlines. But while they've been making nomads of themselves, some 7.5 million of them, they've been committing about 60,000 murders a year of Christian families. Friends, today, our friends at Christian Solidarity International are asking us if you could help rescue a family of Christians from the Fulani herdsmen. There are these intentional places where we can move them to, where we can offer security, shelter, food, and most importantly, medical attention. You can just imagine the kind of wounds from bullets and from machetes that they leave when they ride down and attack a village of Christian people. But friends, right now they need our help. 888-342-1010 is the number. $225 provides shelter, medicine, and food for that family. 888-342-1010.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies in a capsule.
I had cancer. I have fibromyalgia. I have nerve damage and fatigue. I have thalassemia. I'm hypoglycemic. So my life since cancer, I've had to learn how to live with it. But starting Balance of Nature, I felt it the first month. I felt different. It made such a difference that now I wake up, my head feels clearer, I have more energy. Very rarely does my body cramp up anymore. It's the best thing. It's just amazing. I don't know what to say. I just would not be what I am today if I didn't start Balance of Nature.
For a limited time, use discount code KMC. And we'll take 35% off your first preferred set of fruits and veggies and have them shipped to you free. Call 800-246-8751 or go online to balanceofnature.com and use discount code KMC.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. What do you do for the 2 o'clock lull? You know that one part of the afternoon where you just feel like you're dragging and you need a little pick-me-up, but you don't want to put harmful energy drinks in your body because they're not natural and they have too much caffeine and sugar and carbs in them for you to stay healthy? Well, what if I told you that there's a brand new one out that's loaded up with more absorbable CoQ10 and is caffeine-free, sugar-free, and carb-free? It's good for your joints. It's great for your heart. It'll hydrate you and energize you, or as we like to say, CoQ10ergize. Best of all, I've got a free sample waiting for you right now. All you have to do is go to this website, KMCfree.com. That's KMCfree.com. The first 100 people that go will get a free sample all to their own with free shipping included. KMCfree.com. CoQ10 Energy. Hydrate and CoQ10 Energize the healthy way. More absorbable CoQ10, caffeine, sugar, and carb free. And it's free to you.
Chestnuts roasting on an open fire.
Yeah. It's one of those Christmas things you could do with your significant other. We were just talking about that, right? Just sit and listen to Christmas music. It's a nice thing to do. Cold winter night, cold Christmas night. Ashley Papa's with us in the house. It's Radio Night Live, and she's our relationship expert, and she joins us every now and then to give us clues on what we need to be doing better. And the holidays can be a difficult time. Ashley, it is hard because we all have... Mm-hmm. We've all got that uncle that, you know, you don't really want to ever leave your date alone with. Like, please don't talk to Uncle Al. Like, he's just, you know, just leave him alone. So it is good to have some wisdom. You say for number four, be fair with the amount of time you're spending with each other's family. When you're dating, mm-hmm. that's important on a certain level. But man, if you get married, that becomes mm-hmm. like a war zone. If you don't start to address it, you know, proactively in advance, like you got to be intentional about that.
Right. Yeah. You have to plan ahead. And I think when you're dating, you know, a lot of couples like, well, you know, she'll be with her family and he'll be with his. But when you're married, you have to alternate. And I think if you're not used to, you know, not being with your family on the holidays, it can kind of be, you know, different and hard in the beginning. But you have to be able to split your time fairly, so one family's not getting gypped while you're spending all the time with the other family. So, you know, even in my family, a lot of my cousins will be with us one year and then they're not with us another year. So this takes a lot of planning, but it is very important.
Yeah, well, because the idea is that you're becoming a family yourself, and you want to have that certain degree of traditions and things to look forward to. I'm going to skip around a little bit here.
Sure.
You say the holidays are stressful. Don't take it out on your partner.
Yeah. So, you know, like with a lot of things in life, our partner is the one that's always around, and sometimes if something's bothering us, like at work, or, you know, the dog is just going crazy, or like just the holidays are stressing you out with the finances or the parties or everything, you know, you might come home and take it out on your significant other because they're there, whether that's just being grumpy or just ignoring them or just, you know, giving them attitude. So just make sure you're not taking it out on your partner, especially around this time of the year, because this time of the year is about the ones that you love and cheer. So, you know, try to leave that stress outside the house.
I'm guilty of this next one because over the next 2 weeks, I don't think we have a single free night. But you say, number nine, don't overbook yourself.
Yeah, I mean, again, this ties into a lot of my other tips, because you don't want to overbook yourselves, because you want to have time, alone time, for the two of you to have those holidays. And you don't want to get stressed out, so you end up taking it out on your partner. So just try and, you know, pick the most important things to go to. I don't think it's good to go to something every night. I'm sure some nights you just want to come home to your house and be, you know, alone, like in the living room, laying on the couch with your, you know, your wife or your husband. So, you know, just, I think pick and choose what you have to do around the holiday season.
And the truth is, like, again, if you're listening to us tonight and you're thinking from the dating perspective, all this stuff seems easy. The longer you've been married and the more children that you have, the more complicated it gets. And this stuff, I think, even becomes more relevant at like my stage of life. We have three kids in three different schools. They've all got Christmas programs. I've got, you know, three dozen clients that all advertise on the air over the course of the year. I want to try to do something special for each of them. There's no way I can. There's so many different things that you could be part of. And even after narrowing them all down, I still ended up with 2 weeks in December where I'm like, every single night something's going on. So that's hard. It's just really hard.
That's how the season is, you know. So
yeah, it's not a Hallmark movie.
No, definitely not.
Hey, have you seen on social media those corny sweaters that people are buying?
I see a lot of corny stuff on social media.
Well, the one that pertains to the Hallmark movies. So they've got these socks and sweaters now that you can purchase, and the socks say on the bottom, like at the bottom of the heel, says, if you can read this, then don't disturb me, I'm watching a Hallmark movie. And then the sweatshirt says something approximately the same, but it's like, if you're reading this, I'm watching a Hallmark movie, I'm not to be disturbed. And I will just say, my DVR suddenly, like 2 weeks ago, got full. I don't know who recorded them, but we've got every single new Candace Cameron Bure movie that the Hallmark has made in the last 12 months. And evidently, she made 36 awesome Christmas films over the course of like eight months. I don't know how you do that. That's like a new movie every 4 days or something. I'm kidding. I don't think she did quite that many. It just seems like it. Number 14, be willing to compromise. It might have to be the first Christmas away from your family.
Yeah, so this, you know, kind of ties into, you know, spending time with each other's families. I think if you're
just be willing to do it, be willing to step up and take that first step. Ashley, thank you for being with us tonight. We certainly appreciate it.
Always a pleasure. Thank you.
Kevin McCullough coming back. McCullough, did you know that if you do not currently have health insurance between now and December 15th, you've been given an opportunity to do something really powerful? That is to pick the best priced health insurance your family can afford, and to do so according to your budget. Now, you may be thinking, since Obamacare's penalty was done away with in the mandate, that there's no reason to shop your health insurance concerns. But friends, there are. You're likely paying for coverage you don't need. And how will you know unless you have it evaluated?
That's where my friend Petru Amare at getbenefits.info will come in very handy. Because you won't pay him a dime, but he will check your health insurance coverage and let you know if you can do just as well for less money. Contact him today. Getbenefits.info. That's getbenefits.info. Getbenefits.info. Or call him at 312-588-9443. That's 312-588-9443. Hi, Kevin McCullough with great news from MyPillow. Right now, the most unbelievable offer to get you in a completely new sleep system at the lowest price possible. It's the Bed Topper from MyPillow, new and improved with patent-pending material that helps keep your body in delta sleep and the same great internal fill that helps your body stay as still and as restful as possible. But not only that, when you buy the Bed Topper from the MyPillow people right now, you're going to get two standard MyPillows free. In addition, call right now, 800-506-2641, and use promo code KMC. You'll get 30% off the topper, and you'll get the two free pillows. That's 1-800-506-2641, 1-800-506-2641, 1-800-506-2641, and get the bed topper with two standard MyPillows free. That's 1-800-506-2641 and use the promo code KMC. 800-506-2641.
Did you know that studies have shown that we need over 10 servings of fruits and veggies every single day? If you're like me, it's hard to find the time and money to prepare and eat all of those fruits and vegetables. Who can do that? Yet we know that proper nutrition can prevent health problems, give us energy, and help us heal faster. Balance of Nature has spent over 20 years researching and delivering solutions to this problem. We can ensure that you consume over 30 different fruits and veggies every single day. Our capsules are filled with 100% real whole foods. There isn't a single thing added to Balance of Nature products. They're pure. We spent an incredible amount of time on the quality of our products. We do this for you. We do it for our own families. Give yourself a break and give your body what it needs.
For a limited time, use discount code KMC. And we'll take 35% off your first preferred set of fruits and veggies and have them shipped to you free. Call 800-246-8751 or go online to balanceofnature.com and use discount code KMC.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. What do you do for the 2 o'clock lull? You know that one part of the afternoon where you just feel like you're dragging and you need a little pick-me-up, but you don't want to put harmful energy drinks in your body because they're not natural and they have too much caffeine and sugar and carbs in them for you to stay healthy? Well, what if I told you that there's a brand new one out that's loaded up with more absorbable CoQ10 and is caffeine-free, sugar-free, and carb-free? It's good for your joints. It's great for your heart. It'll hydrate you and energize you, or as we like to say, CoQ10ergize. Best of all, I've got a free sample waiting for you right now. All you have to do is go to this website, kmcfree.com. That's kmcfree.com. The first 100 people that go will get a free sample all to their own with free shipping included. kmcfree.com. CoQ10ergy. Hydrate and CoQ10ergize the healthy way. More absorbable CoQ10, caffeine, sugar, and carb free. And it's free to you.
Okay, so I'm glad that we're back from the commercial break because it saves me from hearing the world's worst pirate joke tellers continue on their... What was the one he came in that I didn't even connect at first?
The one he turned 80.
Oh, yeah. I'm 80. What did the pirate say when he had his 80th birthday? I'm 80. See? This is bad. This is terrible. It's horrific. Anyway, welcome to Saturday. Glad you're with us. 888-340-3373 if you've got any thoughts. I would be remiss if I did not tell you that if you have not yet gone to the website and gotten your complimentary serving of CoQ10ergy, just like the CoQ10ergy bottle I'm holding right here, you're missing out. So a little true story. There's a few people in my day-to-day life during the week that had said, I'm going to try that. And I think there was a degree of like pessimism about, does it really do what an energy drink needs to do? Is it really? And will it really not give me the jitters and all that other stuff? Friends, the thing about CoQ10ergy is it's made primarily from a version of liquid CoQ10, which is very hard to process. We own the patent on the way they're doing this. But because it is in liquid form, you can get 4 to 5 times the amount of absorbable benefit from the CoQ10 that is in the CoQ10ergy energy drink. And here's why that's important. Your heart, your joints, your skin, your nails, all of these things are better off when you are able to properly absorb CoQ10. Now, if you take CoQ10 tablets, you're getting less than 10% of what's in the tablet because of the way your body has to break it down. But when it is in a liquid form, your body can use it almost immediately. So having said that, there's no caffeine in this. There's no sugar in this. There's no carbs in this. We wanted this to be healthy. You know what's in here? You get your B vitamins. So you got your niacin, your B6, your B12, and then it's got the CoQ10. And it's got great flavor, but there's zero fat, zero calories, zero carbs, zero sugars, and it's just a wonderful way to get through the day. So you don't have to take my word for it. What we have decided to do is I'm going to send you a bottle absolutely free. You're not going to pay a dime for the 16-ounce bottle, and it's just like the one I'm holding. Put the camera back on me for a second, Nick. This is the size that I'm holding right here. It's like the size of my microphone stand. This is what you get when they send it to you, and I'm going to pay for the shipping on it because it's 16 ounces. It ain't exactly small or lightweight. And the only thing we want you to do is to see if it does what I say it does, and then if it does, tell your friends about it. Tell me about it. Tell me what you liked about it. If you don't like it, tell me that too. There's also a short window of time here. If you do like it and you'd like to get a case of it, you can go to the same website, kmcfree.com. Order through Amazon with the link that is the order link there. Amazon's going to ship for free through the end of the year. So if you order a case of these, you'll get 20% off, and they're going to ship. They're going to pay for the shipping. So there's no shipping these heavy bottles. By the way, these are going to be in stores very soon. We have got. Sorry about that. We have got. This is a Whole Food compliant food product. So the people at Whole Foods have already signed off on it. It's not in the stores yet. It's going to be very, very soon. We've got meetings with other retailers as well. And across the country, word's getting out in terms of getting it into the regional markets. Right now, you can go anywhere in the country to the website, kmcfree.com, kmcfree.com, and get your free bottle. Kmcfree.com. I'm going to pay for that sample. Kmcfree.com. You can order a case from there. They're going to pay for the shipping through the end of the year. You can do all of that, and then very, very soon, you're going to be able to get it in your local grocery and health food store and wherever you buy your energy drinks from. All right, so a couple of things that happened today that if George H.W. Bush hadn't passed away, I probably would have spent more time exploring tonight. Did you hear about what NPR did to Don Trump Jr.? After Michael Cohen came out last week and actually said, you know, hey, we were working on this building deal for Trump all the way through June of 2016. It was going to be a Trump Tower. They were looking for a place to build it in Moscow. that's what Trump did before running for president. He builds buildings and puts them in places, and then he recoups the revenue that they develop. So this was something that they had begun exploring sometime in 2015. They were having conversations. Cohen had said under oath to the Senate earlier in the year that they had cut off conversation of it after January of 2016. Now, he just got a plea deal in line about lying to Congress, because in reality, they had talked about it with a couple people up through June of 2016. So Michael Cohen had lied. What the what NPR, the National Public Radio people, tried to say is that Don Trump Jr.'s testimony before Congress was misleading, that he had actually not told the truth in his testimony. And they said because he tried to say that they hadn't talked about it since sometime in 2014. Now, here's the problem. NPR knows that wasn't the case. And they know that because the transcript that they quoted what he said about 2014 from just a few pages before, something like 6 pages previous to that quote, he is asked directly about the Trump Tower deal in Moscow. And they said, was this alive in the spring of 16, maybe as late as June? And he answered, yes. Trump Jr. said, yes, that was still going on. The thing that ended in 14, that was a different building. That was something that didn't have anything else to do with it. So NPR, as recently as midday today, had not corrected themselves. Now, just before we went on the air, they did issue a clarification saying that they had mischaracterized the story. Friends, that's not true. They're lying about what they did. NPR, which takes your tax dollars in order for them to have a broadcast platform. You don't pay for any of my broadcasting. If you get my show, it's because my sponsors have paid the bills and we're able to bring this to you because of those good partnerships. NPR asks for your money and they get chunks from the federal government. But they said that they mischaracterized his answer. They didn't mischaracterize his answer. They misrepresented his answer. They gave a version of his answer that wasn't truthful. And I have thought for a long time that we need to defund NPR. There's no reason that, first of all, that taxpayers should be footing the bill for broadcasting that can't stay competitive in the ratings race. If they need our tax dollars to stay on the air, they don't need to be on the air. If they want listeners to pay for it, then just get listeners to pay for it. But you don't need taxpayers to be forced to pay for it, especially if they're going to lie about the president's son. Kevin McCullough, coming right back. Kevin McCullough, did you know that if you do not currently have health insurance between now and December 15th, you've been given an opportunity to do something really powerful? That is to pick the best priced health insurance your family can afford and to do so according to your budget. Now, you may be thinking since Obamacare's penalty was done away with in the mandate that there's no reason to shop your health insurance concerns. But friends, there are. You're likely paying for coverage you don't need. And how will you know unless you have it evaluated? That's where my friend Petru Amare at getbenefits.info will come in very handy. Because you won't pay him a dime, but he will check your health insurance coverage and let you know if you can do just as well for less money. Contact him today. Getbenefits.info. That's getbenefits.info. Getbenefits.info. Or call them at 312-588-9443. That's 312-588-9443. Hi, Kevin McCullough. Shopping for an engagement ring can be very stressful. You want a unique ring at a great price. The big jewelry stores try to sell you what they have in stock. Others try to upsell you till it's way over your budget. Disappointment inevitably sets in, and you end up settling for a ring that you're not totally satisfied with. Friends, that's why I urge every one of you, my friends, my listeners, even my family, to visit Lord's Diamonds and see my very good friend Anu. You see, Anu is different. She takes great pride in working with her client's budget, finding the right diamond, and creating a unique engagement ring that the bride cherishes forever. There is no comparison. Honesty, integrity, good Christian values. This is what Anu and Lord's Diamonds are all about. It's the height of wedding and engagement season. Don't settle. Buy a ring everyone will admire. And if you mention Kevin McCullough, you're going to get an additional $500 off the price of wedding bands. To set up an appointment, call 212-789-8500. That's 212-789-8500. Or online at Lord's Diamonds. Hi, Kevin McCullough with great news from MyPillow. Right now, the most unbelievable offer to get you in a completely new sleep system at the lowest price possible. It's the bed topper from MyPillow, new and improved with patent-pending material that helps keep your body in delta sleep and the same great internal fill that helps your body stay as still and as restful as possible. But not only that, when you buy the bed topper from the MyPillow people right now, you're going to get two standard MyPillows free. In addition, call right now, 800-506-2641, and use promo code KMC. You'll get 30% off the topper, and you'll get the two free pillows. That's 1-800-506-2641, 1-800-506-2641, 1-800-506-2641, and get the bed topper with two standard MyPillows free. That's 1-800-506-2641, and use the promo code KMC, 800-506-2641.
All
All right. So glad to have you with us. And again, if you missed us in the first hour tonight, I want to give you a little bit of an update. We told you about the Nigerian families that we were trying to rescue from the very extreme areas where Fulani herdsmen are coming in and killing them. They're Christian families, and because they celebrate Christmas and not Ramadan, they're being butchered by these Islamic radicals. And the idea is that that we can help relocate them and get them into a place where if there are raids done, they're not left vulnerable. We actually have some good news, because last week Joel Vanderspeck was with us. We were in the like 30-ish number of families that had been rescued. As of tonight, at the start of the show, 53 families total of the 82 have been rescued. That means that for the month of December, if we got one family rescued every day during this month, we'll go one family over. But could we do that before Christmas? Could we send the message to these 82 families that need the help in relocating, that we've got their back? It costs $225 to take the family and to move them from the dangerous area where they're vulnerable to the Fulani herdsmen to where they could be in a safe place. They'll get food. They'll get medical treatment. Many of them have injuries from the raids. They don't have weapons to defend themselves with. The Fulani have AK-47s and machetes and all kinds of things. For $225, we could do that. And if you can't do that in a one-time gift, could you consider doing a part of it? $100 would provide the medical care. $50 would provide the food. The remaining $75 for the relocation, etc. This is really, so economical in terms of what we can do. And last year, we helped liberate nearly 100 human trafficked slaves. Well, for every one person we help this time, there's a whole family attached to them. So we've already helped 53 families, which is well over 200 people, and we're very excited about that. But we can't do this without you, and the phone number is 888-342-1010. If you've listened each week, you know that we've been talking about this. But 29 families to go. We need your help. I know you can help us get there. 888-342-1010, 888-342-1010 is the number. Now, real quickly, finally tonight, there was a couple that were in Manhattan this last week, and they were, it was going to be a very important moment because he was going to pop the question. Take a look at what happened as captured by one of the subway cams inside the subway. There's no audio to this, so we can just roll it, but roll that video there, Nick, if we have it. Because what happened is he got down on one knee with a very expensive ring in the Times Square area. There's already so many things wrong with this that they should never have done it. He actually ended up dropping the ring through the subway grate. Now, here's where the story actually turns good. The police recovered a ring and are now looking for the couple, because they found the ring and they need to find the couple that lost it. And I'm hoping that that has a good ending to it as well. Anyway, thank you for being with us. Radio Night Live, Gavin McCullough. We'll see you next week.